Let's get an expert's opinion. Kiwi Bank's chief economist, Jared Kerr, says the Reserve Bank has inflated house prices on purpose in their efforts to boost the post-COVID economy. Jared joins us now. Morena.
Morning.
Okay. Do you think the Reserve Bank should just be telling Grant Robertson to get lost and that it's not their problem?
No, not at all. I think that what we're seeing is a reaction to what we didn't expect. So we've seen a central bank and a government do everything they can to address a COVID pandemic and then also look at the recovery. And we've found ourselves in a highly unusual position where the economy's gone through a really severe recession and house prices have taken off. So the potency of monetary policy is still there. It's working, it's alive, and what the central bank has done has inflated house prices. And they would argue that's much better than house prices falling.
Yes, well, that raises the question that has what Grant Robertson has done, does that mean, it effectively means that the Reserve Bank cannot now really cut interest rates again, and that had been factored in, one more cut and maybe even negative?
Yeah, well, I think we're in a position now where the data supports the fact that further rate cuts aren't necessary. But having a government tell a fiercely independent central bank what to do, I think, is stepping onto dangerous ground.
This is interesting. So I know Grant Robertson denies that and says that he's just written this letter and it's about having a discussion about it, but the optics of it and what that means for them in terms of the market, I mean, surely we've seen market interest rates rise following this, haven't we?
Yes, we have. So the market's taken out the likelihood of further rate cuts, as you suggest.
So the flip side of that is unemployment. And I've seen some argue that if you're going to put more emphasis back on housing after arguably having a strong emphasis on unemployment and boosting inflation, that you might see, higher unemployment in months to come?
Well, that's the conundrum. That's the issue that we face. So both the RBNZ's mandates are running away from them. We're seeing a higher unemployment rate. It's likely to rise further. And we're seeing inflation running very low and running towards zero. So both those mandates are running away and unlikely to return to where they need to be over the next 3 years. That's why we've seen the central bank cut interest rates, do quantitative easing, do what it can to triage, to help the economy get back. One of the offshoots of this, one of the unintended consequences is that the housing market has heated right up and is running a lot harder and hotter than anyone anticipated.
Yes, but if that's a problem, I mean, putting aside there's an issue around inequality, that's the government's problem. If it becomes an issue of stability of the financial system, i.e. a bubble bursting, yes, that's the Reserve Bank's responsibility, and they will talk to that today. They can deal with that, so why not? The government should be dealing with this, shouldn't it?
I think you're right. There is a demand issue, and that is demand for housing is skyrocketing, and I think that there's nothing wrong with that. People want a home. It's a good investment. The problem in this country is the lack of affordable supply, and I think the government can play a larger role in increasing the supply of affordable dwellings in this country.
What do you think about the Reserve Bank pushing for debt-to-income ratios? Now, these are different than loan-to-value ratios. They're more of a tougher tool potentially for first home buyers. They would restrict the amount you could borrow depending on your income. I think they use them in the UK, don't they?
Yeah, look, I think they have an impact on first home buyers and actually makes it harder to get onto the ladder, so to speak. And again, that falls under the financial stability part of the Reserve Bank, which we're going to hear about today. And they're going to talk a lot about LVR restrictions. And LVR restrictions, if they go hard like they did before, with, say, a 40% deposit required for investors, we saw that take, you know, a lot of steam out of the housing market a few years ago. And I think reinstating the LVR restrictions hard, we'll see some of that steam come out of the housing market. Again, talking about demand, I'd rather we talk about supply. How do we increase the supply of affordable dwellings rather than just hammer people who want a home.
What do you expect to see today? I mean, with the loan-to-value ratios, debt-to-income ratios, is there not an argument that they need to be considered? Because if people are buying into the housing market right now, huge prices, yes, interest rates are low, but interest rates are right at the bottom, aren't they? I mean, we're basically signalling that we are at the bottom if the Reserve Bank, I mean, if the government's not keen for them to go any lower.
Look, I think we'd all love to be able to say that this is the bottom in interest rates, because that means that this is the bottom in this recession and it's good days ahead. You know, interest rates will fall further if things get worse. Interest rates will stabilise if the economy stabilises and starts to pick up next year. So I think we're all wanting this to be the bottom. And what we'll see from the Reserve Bank today is, you know, their lens on housing via the credit creation, the lending into housing. And they're going to come out and say, look, we took the LVRs off. That clearly worked. It clearly, you know, spruced the housing market. It's done its job. We're now putting the LVR restrictions back on, and hopefully we'll see house price gains, you know, start to slow down.
Jared Kerr, thank you very much for that. The Chief Economist at Kiwi Bank.